finishing off the Pasuk Gimel. So the last point over here is this din of Nitzik. So the Rambam introduces this Isser of being Mare from a Kli of Heter into a Kli of Isser, which is hot. And we're gonna bring the Isser upwards, which is the reason why it's here, because it approximates the concept of Tatal Gavar, that we're taking what's below and affecting what's above. But it's not the regular din of a Tatal Gavar. It seems to be this new halacha. Okay? And we spoke about this once before, that the makor for it is not in the regular sugyas of Tatal Gavar. The makor for it is in Masechta Machshirin, which talks about it in the Gabi Hilchos Tuma and Tahara, that we're going to generate Dinei Tuma going upwards on the liquid and the kli, which is above. So he applies over here, but he says, "B'di'evadein lachush," because, like the Gaon says, that mikra din is a lacha in hilchos tuma, not a lacha in iser v'heter. So, gabi hilchos tuma, the level of negia that you need for hilchos tuma, the level that you need for absorption of iser, etc., are clearly different. So, b'di'evad, we're not going to answer. Okay, so what is the lumdus over here? So the shach says, the tas says, involved aslaris mikli, which has heter in it, into kli which has iser, which is hot. So we have a din of nitzik. The nitzik should be Hebrew. We've got some holding that nitzik is not Hebrew. The gabi din of mikvah, etc. But the gabi din of yisur tatogavar is going to kick in at the taz. I'm going to use nitzik Hebrew to make a problem. Okay, that's how the taz says it. Let's look at the shach for a second. The shach yadal says mishum da hebel oila meaner lamala kemuchem matam meharai shebi mordechai per kolabos. So he introduces, there's another kud over here, the kud of Hevel, because there's the heat which is actually rising up, which has the moisture in it of the Isser, so it has Isser. We didn't really learn the sugya of Zeya yet. You touch on Zeya yet a little bit? Right? What? We didn't really learn the sugya of Zeya yet. So Zeya fasting up the Makor for Zeya is a rush from a Masechtas Machshirin. Okay? So Masechtas Machshirin deals with the issue of if you have a liquid which is Tomei and it's heated and it puts out moisture into the air, so the other foods in the area where the moisture goes out, where the Zeya goes out, become Tomei. So the Rosh says you see from that we look at the moisture which is coming out is the same as the item itself. So theoretically I could look at what goes up in the air is clearly just water vapor. It's the water. If the Isser is a different molecule, not the water molecule, it's not really going into the air. So that's one way to look at the question. Right? You're not taking. You heat something up. What goes in the air is steam, is water molecules. The other molecules don't go. I mean, there are cases where you can do that, but the temperatures are not based on the boiling point of water. So I could have argued. So let's say the mushroom. When I boil milk, and the water goes in the vapor which goes into the air is not the milk molecules; it's the water molecules. So like I said, that's not the Isser. The Isser is left behind. What's going up in the air is just water. You'd gather that, and if you gather that water and you then condense it, you're left with water, not milk. It's not white anymore. It's clear. It's water. It's not milk. So the Rosh says, I could have argued that that's not the Isser itself. Kamash on the Mishnah, that's called the Isser. That's really, I mean, the Rosh doesn't get so fancy with the water vapor molecules, etc. But he says that the Yisimah Chazal understood what goes up in the air has the same din as it's considered the Isser item itself going up in the air. So that's learned from also Mishnah Mashirin. And that's accepted in Allah called the Gabi Hilchos Zeya. So now comes along the Shach, and the Shach says that what we're looking at over here is when you're pouring from the one above down to the one below, the cold going into the hot, there's a certain amount of hevel, of this vapor, whatever it is going upwards. So that's going to create the Isser and what's above. If you look look at the now the second part of the Taz is really dealing with the case which is all the way around. So I want to leave that for a second. Take a look at the Prima Gadam and the Mishpatzis. So when he deals with it, we're seeing the same different swaras. We've introduced over here Nitzach Eber, Tatal Gavar, and Hevel Oyla. Right. So are those the same swara? Do you need both swaras, etc.? So if you look at the Mishnayos over there, the Pirush of the Rambam and the Pirush of the Rav, they actually say that they parallel the Pirush over here of the Taz and the Pirush over here of the Shach. One says that's because of Hevel, which is Oyla, and one says because Nitzach Eber and Tatal Gavra. I don't remember which one says which. So the Prima Gadol comes along and says that you need both. Yearly, the Lefarish Ein Kamachloik has been around by Rash, by Rav. The Rambam shot and the Rash and the Rav shot are not arguing. The time of the Hossam, you need both of them. Is now the camera, remember we pointed out the case where the Mishnah, this halacha is only in a case where what's above is cold, what's below is hot. If both of them are hot, it doesn't apply. Because that idea that what's below is affecting what's above, there's a certain amount of the pool of what's below is nicker and what's above, and it generates, so that's to consider you did a mice, so you did something to it. Both of them are hot. Whatever impact that the one below is having is so insignificant. It's not nicker. Doesn't have a shame that you did anything to it at all. So it won't generate tuma. The same thing over here as well. Time of the awesome b'mara mitzvah l'cham shehevel hatach early nitzik. So you have a nitzik, and you have the hevel garland going up, and you have tatzal gavar. No, the Tatal Gavra tells me, Kim the Tatal Gavra Mechamim Le'elyon La'nitzik. So the nitzik coming in is cold, but that Tatal Gavra tells me that which goes into my hot thing on the bottom is heated. So Nitzik Heber tells me that the status of the Irui is hot. And that's Tatal Gavra tells me that the status of the Irui is considered hot. Because nitzik Tatal Gavra is mechamim le'ilyon la'nitzik. It's being mechaber. It's being heating up the what's above it, and then v'gam le'mashir b'klihu al yinksas. That continues upwards from the nitzik up into the klihu alyon, and then v'suhav le'zeyas hamashka tumeya kimashka. So that's what we consider the zeya of the mashka below is significant enough that it's affecting what's above. Kimavur parabez the machshirin. Mashen kini lo haya tatal gavar lo haya nitzikar lo haya koyach banonei hatachton lalis namala lo nitzma hamashka al yona. So we wouldn't look at it like that. So I don't know how we're going to learn this Mishnah if you hold to Ilo Gavar, according to what he's saying. Right? That's, and the more in Pesachim does not quote this Mishnah as a Raya to Tatal Gavar. But he's saying, as much as we have a concept of Tatal Gavar, which means it's able to heat what's above, so then the Zeya, which goes up, can affect what's above. But if what's above is cold, there's no Tatal Gavar, and what's above remains cold, so the Zeya below will not affect it at all. So male, it's not considered that it would be Matamid. Now, it's a fast. I mean, the Gabi Isser and Hetar makes sense to me what he's saying. The Gabi Tuma, it's much more challenging because Tuma's done in the Gia. So if you hold Zay, there's the Gia of Zay. There's the Gia. There's only the Gia. There's only the Gia. Whether what touches on which is hold the cold or hot is difficult to understand. But that you see in the Mishnah anyway, that the Mishnah is differentiating between hot and cold, which we need the Masbrit. So this type of Gia through Zay is not significant enough that if it doesn't make any impact on what's above, we're not going to consider it as if there's a negiyah there. That's the heart of what the Mishnah is telling me. So he's then saying the same thing as Shubha Yisr. So it's able to impact it and cause some level of bliyah. Therefore, it would generate it in a visor. Okay. Alkim shatartan gerber anitzacham. Then yesh karech banoni hatartan lalus vehevol v'onon havikim mashka. So the combination of the two things gets a din of a mashka, and that's why it makes a din tuma up above. So it means that the zeh alone, without having the item above being affected by it, will not have a din of that. It's considered negia, the gabi tuma, and who gan the gabi yisur. So you're touching on machlokes v'sharanim. Whether something's makabel tuma, but pasha, once it's tame, there's no shear of how much it needs to be metame by mashka. So there's a Right. And even the guy with Kabbalah's tumba, it's not so partial that there's just a shear by mashka. So by oichel there's an mashurim, but by mashka it's not really an issue. Yeah.
By Esther, when it's chametz teich tzaynin, so why aren't we worried about zeya from the klipa of the adam ekel ebala?
So the one point I want to take out over here is that we're going to learn zeya. We're going to see that, you know, not all zeya is called zeya. You know, we have little wisps of moisture coming up. Halakha, that's insignificant. So, but without getting involved in shuri bittul, etc., there's a certain amount of zeya. When the Chazal spoke about zeya, that means there's a significant amount of zeya that's a problem. The second issue, which we'll talk about zeya, which is partial obvious problem, is when we're talking about bliyas, it has to be cham. It has to be able to be mavliya. A lot of times, the issue of zeya. The two issues we talk about zeya. You talk about this be'en of zeya. So I cook something inside my oven, which is boiling. It's you know, it's a lot of liquid. So it puts zeya up into the roof of the oven. Okay, now I take out my milk pot and I put it in my fleshiger pot and I do the same thing. So that zeya also goes up to the roof of the oven. So now you have basar b'chol be'en of zeya, both of them together. And then if any of it drips down into your pot, you have basar b'chol in your pot. All right, that's one scenario you're dealing with. Another scenario there is that, you know, since it's hot, it'll be mavliya into the roof of the oven. So the new zeya will come and will be parlet, be maflet from the roof of the oven, and bring it back down into your pot. So both of them, so let's say you're outside the top of the oven is not hot, right? So you have your cabinets over your stovetop. So I want to know, am I worried about bleas going into the cabinet, the bottom of the cabinet, the wood bottom of the cabinet, right? So by the time it reaches there, it's not yatzeletis, but there's no bleas. Might have to worry about ban condensing there, but don't have to worry about bleas. But that being said, that's usually that area is open enough that we assume in a loch, unless you have a very large pot and a very low ceiling, so it will spread out afterwards, and the small amount which comes out over there at the time is not significant enough to generate any din. I said this for the ladies here, right, that my understanding, pizza would not generate zeya. Puts a little bit amount of moisture into the air, but that's not significant in aloha. So if you have a fleshiger oven, quote unquote fleshiger oven, which you use for fleshigs, and there's no ban, and you want to put I wouldn't put directly onto this rack, because maybe there's some ban there, but you put two layers of foil on the rack, and you want to heat a pizza in there, not the same time as the fleshigs. That's already getting more exciting, but one after the other, really, it's mutter, even without kashering out the oven. What? You make him mitzvah. You make him zonis, then what's the halacha?
That's a question about.
No, so what Dobra is trying to say is, even though I'm machmer on the dinner moitzi, I do have places where I'm mako. I said this to a lady here. The lady's like, really? You're allowed to do that? Like, you know, it doesn't sound so Jewish. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Sometimes, like, for example, I go to a mikveh and the bottom will be cold and the hot and the top will be hot. Like, you know, happens. So there is an Indian that there's
heat is oil.
Heat is El Yom, that it stays up there. So again, the halacha, how, you know, in Metzias in such a case, then would that change the way we look at whether Tata Gaber or Elyon Gaber?
Actually, that's how they use it. Because I'll say Tata Gaber, working out the physics, you know, is a little more, you know, a little less important, because also it's a little government. But the way they apply it, Lamaisa, is because, like the Chavis Da says, is because the nature of heat is to go up. So that's why it's a little government. So if I have something hot on the bottom, it will go upwards and heat what's above it. Then the Kiddush is then Tatogar also means it's Makarer, right? So that's a little bit harder to explain, you know. But Tatogar heating works. Tatogar being Makarer, it's a little harder to explain. Yeah. If I said Lady Shira, I'm not saying Lamas, I'm saying Aloch Lamas. Yes. Over here, you know, don't trust me, whatever I say is. You know, some people can say Lomnus, which is so, they don't have to own the Sheitel to get that status. Don't throw me a hanging fastball over the plates. Just don't do that. Okay. Fine. So the Taz and the end above. Because of the Dark Immersion, the Ma'ara Shuman Isser Cham, the Sech Shuman Heter Kar. So now it's the opposite of rain. A case. You're pouring. The case until now was a case that you're pouring cold into hot. Now, what about the case you're pouring hot into cold? Shuman Isser Cham, the Sech Shuman Isser Heter Kar. Oyster. Fish Metecha Chamimus, Namas Kuloi. So what he wants to deal with over here is a totally different issue, and he just stuck it in over here because it's pouring things, right? So Eri is Kenei Klipa. Right. So the only should ask for Kenei Klipa. But the other hand, if it goes into a liquid, so it mixes, then you need Shishim. So it's going into this semi solid of Shuman. Says, but the eerie has a kayak to melt what's below, and therefore it's considered going into a liquid and mixes, and you need shishim as opposed to just worrying about today klipa. Okay. Fine. Okay. Siftal. So. Siftal really introduces a new sugya, right? That really, you know, Siftal and onwards for many, many sifrim in the simon really introduces a new sugya. We sort of, the Ramah sort of brought it back, like Dovid complained in Sif Gimel already, like wasn't expected. You know, so we've spoken about transfer of Tom through Bishul, through Reuter. We haven't really discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't really discussed yet the transfer of Tom, which takes place through two salads, or a liquid and a two salads, or even a liquid and a salad, but not in the form of submerging it. So we had submerging it in kavush without heat, submerging it in the klibishin. You know, submerging these things were submerged with heat, and that was the first few sifim. And now we're moving to a whole new sugya of transfer of Tom without that mind. Lila of the liquid helping you for the movement. So now it's really a different concept totally. Right? That we know that liquid helps for movement because it's submerged in it. It's this constant movement, the liquid moves everything around. So we're saying, you know what, there's a new concept. This really is introducing to a pipua, things to move through other things. So that Tom moves from one item to the other item and it spreads throughout the item, etc. So that's going to be Robo Sifea, as the simon goes, it's definitely the Rav. So we're going to discuss it in the concept of Tzli and then the concept of the Malika. It's the same Yisoid. Siftalad. We had the memorial which is an awful Sacha Tavshal, Nation Rights of Murdoch, Plita Sayisr, Marva Bakola Tavshal. So we have that was until now, that's behind us. Now it could be two chatiches, or it could be a liquid, but not enough that's submerging anything. So it also is kedai netila. So this is a new shear, which theoretically we spoke about in the world of Bishul. The shear is going to be kedai klipa. The Chazal came along and said, "Right, see, there's a shear of kedai netila." And that's a Mishnah in Kulin, Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim, that there's a shear called kedai netila. Actually, one place in the Mishnah by Kulin actually talks about, see, talks about klipa, but the Mufarshim say it means netila based on the Mishnah Pesachim. So how much is Natila? Shuka Oive Reichab Etzba. So as opposed to Greda, you're rubbing something off, as opposed to Klipa, you're taking off a layer. This is Natila, a significant amount. How much is that? It's Reichab Etzba. How Chazal knew it? Chazal knew it. I can live with that. I don't have a problem with that. The case over there, which is in the discussion in the Masechtas Chulin, the price of the Masechtas Chulin, Yerech Shesla Begidoy, Chatichas Isr Shesla Im Chatichas Heter, Menegez Ebezes. So the Yerech, which has the Gid still in it, so that's obviously touching, or a person took two pieces which are not attached intrinsically, but they're next to each other and they're touching. So Allah says, "Kedai Natila Sava Begid Chemin Chaticha Mokem Shenaga." So you have to take away a shear of kedai netila, which is an arvei etzba. So halakha lemaisa, you know, it's like I mentioned again, when you bake matzahs, you find a piece of the matzah which you feel you're checking the matzah, you piece of matzah you feel is folded over, and the kafel has been from it. So you take off that piece, you take off an arvei etzba around that, and the rest of the matzah is mutter. So, right, so you ever go with, you ever get to the job of checking matzahs? That's part of what you're doing. Okay. So you take away the sub of a gid, or the where the iser and the heter touched. Now comes along the Makar and says, I want to tell you a Kiddush that even in the case where you're not doing sleep, you're not doing in sleep kadr, means there's liquid there, but if it's not in the right of, it doesn't have in the right of is marlach bakulo. This is sitting outside of the pot. So the garbi this alaka, it's gonna function similar to sleep. The transfer of time is gedena tila. Shkadera she who's the right of near a kadera, Lakisa Isa, and also Kadena Tila. Now the real place to discuss the din of near kadera and kisa is really is back. The Sugya Chuf Ches talks about this issue of a tipas chala which falls into the pot, and you stirred the pot or you covered the pot. Covering the pot is equivalent to the law of stirring it, because when you cover something, it boils up, it moves around, etc. So that's equivalent to stirring it. And the we're going to see a fascinating idea of that you have seemingly a moment after the iser goes in to fix it. So the tipas chalav falls in and you stir it, you solved your problem. It means you have time. Now you have that amount of time, which means you're going to get that, or you cover it. So it takes a few seconds for it to boil up, but that's okay. That's the mela now spreads out the rest of the pot, and mela the shishim, you're not worried about it. Well, you ought to do that, it's not about this, it's also this gusher. But the mice, if a person didn't do it with intention of being about the lid, so that stays away from the problem of being about the chachilo. So, but it works. Now, the application of that to every case of Isser and Hetter falling in, so the Mechaber introduces it over here, that it fell on the Chichashabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakadereshabakaderesh liquid, and the liquid will help it spread, and the shear will be shishim. But you didn't do that, or you weren't makasa the kedera. So he seemed to introduce the idea that we have time. Now, that should create an interesting discussion in halacha of a case where the iser fell in, and immediately I removed it. Right? So it should be mutter. Right? So some of you, if you've been peeking, right? So the Piskei Tshuva back in Sif Gimel and Oisches brings such a shita like that. So look at the Piskei Tshuva back in Oisches with a with an asterisk in Sif Gimel. Novel Shacham. By Mesir Chimuri Daniel Simon Aleph. Shekosav the Yenu Neser Takev Im Silam Miyad Elam Kain Shok Sas Kamo Shekosav Simon Sadi Bey Sif Bey Zim Nir Vikisim Miyad Mutter Umali Nir Vikisim or Sila Kivisim. Should the same thing? Right? We don't pass like this Chimuri Daniel. The Prima Gaudim in the introduction to Hilchos Matzah B'Cholov says that there's no time lapse at all regards to Isser going in. And then you have to imagine whether the near Bikisi and why it works is a good question. Okay, but the mice have, you know, so somebody said, yeah, if I took it out right away, now if it wasn't heated yet, fine. You know, I put it in the pot, it hadn't heated, it got hot yet, and I pulled it up before it got hot. Okay, fine. But if it's hot, it's a hot pot, it fell in, the fact that I got it out 2 seconds later, it's not going to help us. Look, the mice, the dark issue over here, in this, that piece of the Chumash in Yil, it's either here or there, one of the places, he brings a slew of Achronim and will say, we don't pass it with this Chumash in Yil, and the mice submitting a place in not like the Chumash in Yil. You're going to have to explain it somewhere or other. So it seems to be that as soon as it falls in, there's a roshim, and we're going to see that idea as we continue along. There's a roshim there, but if you deal with the roshim by mixing it, so you have bittul, right? So you have there is a din of katicha nasa nevela. Katicha nasa nevela needs time apparently, but in regards to the idea that there's isser there, isser is isser, and you can't just be misalik right away. That seems to be the chiluk. I never understood it 100%, but that's my sense of Minhag HaPoskim. So I love to tell you how to understand it, how it works. That's how it is. Okay. Now, so the Mechaber gets off into this issue of what's called Chutz HaRoitev. So that's clear. It's clear in the Gemara, but there's a case of Chutz HaRoitev. Chatikah, which is Chutz HaRoitev, is not dealt with as if it's in the Roitev, and it's only it remains in that Chatikah. So that's Negeya. That's the idea. How much of the chatikah is there, and are we worried about the idea of the movement from one chatikah to the next? Because if it falls into a chatikah which is in the right, it moves to all the rest of the pieces as well. So if you don't have shishim, everything becomes aser. So this over here works for you and against you. If there, you look at this chatikah by itself, so it doesn't affect other chatikahs in the mutter. But this chatikah doesn't have shishim, it's going to be aser. If you look at it as one big happy family, so if there's shishim, everything's mutter, including this katicha. But if there's not shishim, everything is aser. So it's it's used upon you sink or swim together with the rest of the crowd. So how do we look at it? So the Mechaber is showing over here, the Mechaber is going to bring what's called in the rites.
It's fully out.
If it's fully out, that's not. Now, in Hebrew rites of. If it's in the rites of Varashi Kula Uluri Afila Miksasa, okay. But if it's in the liquid, see it falls on a chatikah. You can see it happen. Like there's a liquid there, the chatikah is under the. It's submerged in the rites of it, but it hits, falls on that chatikah. So according to Rashi, it spreads only if it's Kula in the rites of. In other words, if part of the piece of meat is outside of the rites of, and it falls on that part of a piece of meat. So we look at this, that part of the piece of meat which is inside the Roitiv, and then what's outside the Roitiv is separate. So therefore, the tam does not move throughout the rest of the chatita and then spread throughout the rest of the pot and have shishim and make everything wonderful. He said, no. This piece you have to look at by itself. It doesn't have shishim and it's also right. According to the Rino, if a piece is mixed that we have a Muslim like there's a Kham Kuloi by, so we have an argument with the Gabi, you know, but the Gabi over here where there's rights of, so there's moisture, the whole thing is moist. So if that time is going to move throughout this Chaticha, well, what's moves after the Chaticha, it's now submerged because it's moving to the bottom of the Chaticha, which is in the water in the Gerevi. Then it spreads throughout the rest of the pot and mainly you have Shishim and everything is wonderful. It's saying it the other way around, right? Yeah, I'm saying it. There's two. According to the Tosfos, you gain that you can use the whole pot and solve your problem. And according to Rashi, you can't. According to the Tosfos, you gain that if it falls on Miksosa, the only time it's considered Beroitzov, if it falls on Miksosa, even the part which is outside of it, but since part of it is in the water, in the liquid, so then the halacha is it's mafaveh b'kulay. You don't have to worry about it. A filo kulo chutzaroitzov veneer a kisa k'der a roitzov mafaveh b'tam marva b'nichas b'kulay. So now if there's not shishim, it'll last everything. If there is shishim, it's only k'der natila. If there's not shishim, the whole pot is osur, and there's shishim, everything's mutter. But there was a case where there wasn't shishim, so the question is, how much did you mess up? Right? So, according to Tosis, and in that situation, since it's with a fair bakuloi, so all you have to worry about is a shishim, there's no kedai natila issue. According to Rashi, when part of it is out, that piece needs kedai natila. And the rest of the pot is fine. Okay, so that's really a side issue, what point we define, but it introduces an interesting concept. When we said over here that we don sli different than bishul, here's a scenario which, if I would ask you colloquially, what's happening here? I said, well, bishul's happening over here. You're not roasting it over the fire, you're cooking it in a pot. But since the piece is close to the right tub, it's down, the equivalent is if it's sli. So according to Rashi, if the whole piece is outside of the right tub, that piece is dealt with the din of a flea, not with the din of a bishul. So the shear is kedei natila. The simple answer is yes, but you asked me two possibilities. Yeah, so when I learned the sugya, I grappled with that a lot because it seems to be that it's a machlokes. The pashat of Rashi is that you don't use the whole chaticha. As much as the chaticha is submerged and you're looking at distinct and separate, so that part doesn't help for bittul. It just stays in the upper part. And it stays in the upper part. It's not. Well, before getting to the Ramah of Dabar Shamein, if it's a kachush, it's klenatila. There's no shishim. If it's a Dabar Shamein, so now it's a faveh b'kulay. Now, how does that play out vis-a-vis this argument in the rest of the pot? Because now it's submerged. Part of the
when you use shamein as a kulay,
right? Right.
But if it's not
shamein,
it's kachush.
So you're klenatila. That's it. So shishim is irrelevant.
If you think that the,
okay.
What I never like do, so okay, I'm making
the
like to the guy, they have the power of cure.
So in Sif Hey, the Jadus is this is in Shomin and that. Okay, now.
Yeah. So then, like, okay, I'm not going to work. Now I'm going to do it that way. Okay.
Taz Zion. In Eretz Yisrael, Kedina Tila, B'Shari Dura L'Makal Bein Chama Yedei Bishu, Yedei Tzliya. Okay. But tomorrow, Oyser Akal. Because of Rishal, Perkal Abbas, Simon 9, Shekin Yikr. We didn't discuss this yet. In general, the understanding is the heat which is put into the food through tzli is a stronger heat than the food, what's put in through liquid, through bishul. I mean, simple math. Water boils at 212. So the hottest your pot's going to get is 212. Right? Tzli, you're not dealing with the water. You're just taking the thing and you're heating it directly on the fire, so I don't care how you can get it. It's a direct heat. It's not limited by the limits of water. So the heat of tzli is considered a more intense heat than the heat of bishul. I'll tell you, this is nafkamina. There are some. It's clear the Gemara that in the din of Dover Gush, and Klisheni, it retains its heat. There is some according would say it's only by tzli, not by bishul. Because b'chal bishul, we know that it cools off through the proud. Tzli is a whole different type of heat, and that doesn't get affected by putting into a klisheni. But bishul does. Right? So we're not machalic like that. It's interesting that the case of the machaber in Simon Shinyan Ches, where he discusses it in Dover Gush, he talks about putting shum and shemen on tzli. That's the case that Makaber talks about. That's pasha that you can't do that. You have hot tzli, you can't rub it with garlic, you can't put it on oil, etc. And there, the Mishnah says that even if you put it on klisheni, it's not going to change. But the hechatim, which is given a lock of tzli. So we could argue that the Gemara then says that the Gemara's case is tzli shetzol b'chalboy. I'm sorry. The worst case starts with the case of that you have that the Yerith should slow with the Gid. So it's Kedei Netila. The worst is really Kedei Netila. We have seen which is called Bekalboi. It's Bekulai. Shomein, Kachosh are different. So all the cases which were given, the skill between Shomein and Kachosh and the ability to go Bekulai or not Bekulai is in cases of Sli. So I could argue that's a case of Sli, which has a more intense heat. But a case of I would have a Dover Shomein, but it's Ayane Bishol, it's not Mefefea Bekulai. Right? So, etc. In other words, this whole sugya, which we're presenting in a hechatimsa of tzli, right? So it should be dafka din and tzli. So he comes along and said that's not true. That's right. There says no difference in the cham is ayin bishul, ayin tzli. But right now, once it's not in the right of anymore, it doesn't have a mild bishul and it has heat. So it follows the rules over here, which we're going to talk about. Okay. What's the last one for? Thank you. Right, so the Torah adds a lashon over here. Well, Derek Sli here in Yisr Cham, Refilo Yisr Karsh, and Abba Latisha Eitzel Ha'esh. So that's like, is it coming? That's the DM, what is coming Lafuke? Fine. Suck the. Okay, yes, yeah. Well, he keeps saying, oh, you serve the Kashim, is that much custom sense that he pays, it pays, it's half the shop. We're going to follow his lead. Okay. Dilt in Saudi base. Just put this, set the plan. After Kufa, I want to do Kufav. And then we're going to do Saudi Alvin Saudi base. So, we have Saudi Alvin Saudi base on the docket. Now let's catch him out to the next Taz. Okay. Alvin Hebrew Roitiv, the Rashi Kula remix us. So there was a Girsha in the Shulchan Aruch which had the Rashi Afila Mixasa. Now I don't know, I have now within brackets the Rashi Kula, the remix also. Right, so that solves the problem. But the Taz and the Shach didn't have that Girsa. So they just had the words the Rashi Afila Mixasa, and they said, well, oh, that doesn't make any sense. So to server with Sarklius, the re afilum exhaust, come a word with Sadi Bays, became a three-ish king content. So server is ever gonna give a preacher became with Dark Immersia, and the Shach Gimel says a feeling we were right to the re afilum exhaust, the cancer limit commercial, she's borrowed libs and Sadi Bays, the Bays, Ashamadin Mailu. So again, so the gears, I don't know, what do you have written in your Shulchan Aruch? The Rashi, Kula, so what do you have written over there? Yeah, okay, so that's the correct gears. But they just have the words of Rashi, Filim Exosa, and they said, well, that's not true. It means the Ria Filim Exosa. So, fine. Shach Yudbeis. Yash is slow. Pirish. The Shmona Shagid Oysim and Rabbanan Kaliel Simon Samachay Siftes Shim Kuf. Dila Guva Shagid Ainu El Kates Baalma. There's a bunch of them more whether Yesh we get in the notion time, Ramigid in the time. We pass the Amigid in the notion time. So it's impossible to discuss the issue of that the Gid is assering out being silent together with that because it doesn't transfer time. So more says, so Gid, so what's, if it doesn't have any time, so what's the Isser? It's Eitz Baalma, but Torah Asur. So that's only the Gid the Gid itself, but it doesn't transfer time. But the Shmona Shel Gid, which is next to the Gid, Chazal asked the Shmona Shel Gid next to the Gid. So that's also Mir Rabbanon, and that's what we're dealing with over here. Okay, but Rav Mitarskat the Seif Klal Lamazayin Kosa the Yerach Shenitzel Im Shmona Shel Gid Sar Klipa. But Tzarech learned the Lav Daf Kenokat. It doesn't mean Klipa, it means Natila, like we're saying over here. The Shemana Shogid is Mechayv. Is Mechayv Natila, not Klipa. El Derech Anami, the boy Natila. And they kach sasam kan kibir mechaber. So even though the Ramah said over there a klipa is enough, he didn't mean klipa versus Natila. He meant you have to take something off. That's why the Ramah over here is not arguing. Inami. Kan lav daf. Kamila heinu liker adin. Abam in the minute that das rabbi mokam shein have success. Abakay gavli yesh lahatz shishim. I feel him in lichah. Come she's barasim in cotton chabzayin. We kolsh game b'tzli. So practically, we're not going to get involved in klipa versus natila because we're going to require if it has a din of mifafeya, and we're going to require shishim.
Because it's a
Dabar Shaman? Because it's a Dabar, we don't have a Dabar Shaman. Yeah. So like this, so Um So the Shas will get involved in like this. So the Maisa, when we have this, we say we're mafia, something has is everything is shomei. So what do you do? So you say, now it's a favor, could we need shishim? Let's say you have shishim, do you need to take off the teal? So arguably, yes, because maybe we're wrong, and it's not a davar shamein, and therefore it's a davar kachush, and then it went into the netilah. There's not shishim in the netilah connected to the yisur. So you're gonna have to take off the netilah. You also have to go and have to take off. Besides getting the netilah, you're gonna have to take off. You're gonna need shishim, and so you need two things to be matter it. You need to take off the netilah, and you need shishim. Now, what about a case? Comes on the Rashba, the Rashba says, what about a case with Tzvadei Shemein? So, Tzvadei Shemein, according to this argument, I don't need the Tila, it's Chazal says Mephafeya, right? Clear price over there. It's a Philip Rosh Udno, even from the he was slow Bechalba, which is the back of the Behemah, and even the Rosh Oizen is also, because it goes Bekula, unless you have Shisha, right? So, it's Dover Shaman, Mephafeya Bekula. So do you need Kenan Tila? So this is a Machloikas Rishon. Rashba says yes, because it's an Indian of Isra Dovik. The place of contact, it goes in more intensity than the rest of it. Even though Chazal said it's Mephafeya Bekula, and therefore everything will be Osir if you don't have Shishim, and Shishim everything else will be Mutter. But even Kolzeh, you still need to take off Kenan Tila. This is a Machloikas Rishon, and the Pashak Pass is not like the Rashba Mikirudim. That in the case where it's Vade Shemena, you don't need Kenan Tila. But he says that's where the Hachma be Surei Torah to take off. So now I come to, but what about dealing with Issa Durabonim? Then I don't have to take off Kenan Tila. Right? If I'm going to remark with this, that I need shishim. Okay, now I have shishim. So good. So that's it. Conversation over. Right? This is the rabbanon. No, even kolzeh, you should still be machmer if not hefsid to take off the mixes over here. And that's what I think the shach is referring to over here. That once we're talking to the rabbanon, and I hold the dikur p'sak is not like the Rashba. So it's in a case we're talking about Shuman Shogid, which is Shuman, it's Shmeina, Sulakar, it's Mephafeya Bekula. If there's not Shishim, it's also. If the Shishim, it's Mutter. I should also be Machmer, maybe, you know, why should we put the Machmer? You know what? Isidur Isa, it makes sense to be Machmer. Isidur Bonu, that makes sense to be Machmer. Even Isidur Bonu, it makes sense to be Machmer. We're not the Machmer. If it's what, there's not such a big hefset over here. One second. His couch is over here. The Mechaber says Kedei Netila, and the Ramos says Kedei Klipa. So he says either he's Lavdafka or Kan Lavdafka, which means over here the Ramos should have argued. But he didn't argue. According to the Ramos, Taka wouldn't be true. The amount would be Kedei Klipa in this case. That's the Keradin. No, I'm sorry, you're right. I said that wrong. I want the Maz with the first step. Why is only Kedai Klipa? The more says that Sli is Kedai Netila. So, see, he's the I'm So where do we see that before? We saw that before by something which is insignificant. They're just mechayiv klipa. What was it? The case of the shuman, the shemen on the shemen shel truma on the korban pesach. By gavina we spoke about it. That's because it's kochush. What? Right, and normally it's kind of teal, but same, but there was, you know, I want to take that back. I want to think that through before I say it over again. Okay, let's hold it here.